Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, live, the Taco Mat Audio Magazine is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. And for the next hour, I hope to inform you, entertain you, and maybe infuriate you as well. That's right. Hopefully, we'll have to do all of the above and some more. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join me for a short call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the popular studio text line. You can text us right here in the studios. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? We're talking Super Bowl, baby. Of course, Tom Brady about to go out and do it again. You know Tom Brady is going to win this one, folks. If he doesn't, I'll eat some paper on the show next week. I think Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl and, you know, off into the record books, no doubt about it, the greatest of all time. That's right. Even maybe then the greater than the great Joe Montana. Speaking of Joe Montana, we'll hear from Joe Montana's his favorite receiver. I'm talking about Hall of Famer, the greatest wide receiver of all time. I'm talking about Jerry Rice, baby. Jerry Rice will be here talking about the Super Bowl. His memories, of course, with Joe Montana. The Super Bowl coming up in just a few hours, of course, with Tom Brady. Tom Brady. It's all about Tom Brady. Forget everybody else. This is a Tom Brady Super Bowl. Mark my words, this is all about Tom Brady and his victory. No doubt about it. I think the New England Patriots will capture the Super Bowl, and they'll do it by better than the spread. This is the way I see things. Hey, wait, I'm not done. Seth Meyers will be here, and, of course, the diner, Dom's Diner. Dominic Jimenez, the star of the show, folks. You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine, live on Sports Byline and SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 211.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle, and like the rest of us, you probably made New Year's resolutions, like you're planning to eat better, exercise more, whatever. Well, it all starts with a great night's sleep. You've heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's changed things for me. I wake up feeling brand new. Imagine what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on their four-pack, shipping is absolutely free. Yes, go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter my promo code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, and you'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There is nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and use my code COZY to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special and enter my promo code COZY, which works for any offer on MyPillow.com, or go and call 800-966-1472. Once again, promo code COZY.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. And if you're concerned about losing money as you learn the ropes of the app, WinView has a variety of free games for new users. Three $2 entry tickets to games, a $20 deposit bonus match, beginner-only cash rooms, and free practice rooms in every game. Oh, and don't forget, the big game is almost here. So instead of listening to the friend or relative with terrible hot takes, dive into the WinView app at predictsports.tv to play along. Be sure to check out their new pregame format too, where you answer about 20 props before the game, and then you can sit back and enjoy it. No lineups, no drafts, just props. And don't miss out on a chance to win their $25,000 perfect game prize. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, bad. Yeah, too bad.
As it is every week, it's time to bring in the heavyweight champion of late night TV. I'm talking about Mr. Seth Meyers.
The president is facing an independent challenge from the former CEO of Starbucks and a tell-all book from a former aide. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. President Trump's approval ratings are at record lows, and there are already several prominent Democrats with serious track records lining up to run against him. And then there's Howard Schultz, the billionaire former CEO of Starbucks. Schultz has been attacking Democrats and says he wants to run a centrist independent campaign for president. And so far, the rollout has been a disaster.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz got an earful from a protester at a New York City book signing Monday night after Schultz said he is seriously considering a possible independent run for the White House, a move that many Democrats fear could split the anti-Trump vote and help reelect the president.
I am seriously considering running for president as a centrist independent. And I wanted to clarify the word independent, which I view merely as a designation on the ballot.
Help elect Trump, you egotistical billionaire.
Damn. It is not good when people are yelling at you at your first campaign event. He's like a stand-up comedian who gets heckled before he's even told a joke. How's everybody doing tonight? You suck! By the way, that event was at the Barnes & Noble in Union Square, which has a Starbucks in it. He got heckled in one of his own stores. It's like if the Colonel showed up at a KFC and got his head dunked in the fryer. There is virtually no appetite for a billionaire businessman to run for president right now. I guess somebody really put a stink on that genre. Running as a billionaire now is like saying, we should do a music festival with Ja Rule on an island. And instead of making a case for why he should be president, Schultz has been going after Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, and even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
In order to run as a Democrat today, you have to fall in line with free Medicare for everybody, free college for everybody.
I don't think their views represent the
majority of Americans. I don't think we want a 70% income tax in America.
When I see Elizabeth Warren come out with, you know, a ridiculous plan of taxing wealthy people, a surtax of 2% because it makes a good headline or sends out a tweet when she knows for in a fact that's not something that's ever going to be passed. This is what's wrong.
You just played Senator Harris as saying she wants to abolish the insurance industry. That's not correct. That's not American. What's next? What industry are we going to abolish next? The coffee industry?
No, dude. There's a difference for one thing. You can make coffee at home. But every time I try to homebrew some insulin, my lab rat has a seizure. Seriously, you think people are going to vote for you? You over them because you're the CEO of a coffee company? Personally, I'm more of a Dunkin' Donuts guy, but that doesn't mean I'm going to vote for the CEO, who I assume is just a drunk guy in a Bruins jersey chucking snowballs off a highway overpass. Check out our crust sandwiches! If Schultz really doesn't like the current Democratic field, he could just run against them in a Democratic primary. But he wants to bypass the process because he thinks he's entitled to it. That's right. The guy who ran Starbucks doesn't want to wait in line. But Schultz doesn't even seem to know the basic facts about how elections work. In an interview on 60 Minutes, for example, he pledged to get on the ballot in all 50 states. But then he said something that made no sense.
If I decide to run for president, not only will I be on the ballot of every state, all 50 states, but we'll be on the ballot in every county and every district.
What? If you're on the ballot in a state, you're on the ballot in every county and district in that state. Every county and every district isn't a presidential plan. It's a Starbucks expansion plan. And we don't want a president who can't separate his last job from his current job. This guy was a builder, and now all he does is talk about building a wall. Instead of health care, what are you going to give us? Cake pops? So Schultz's initial rollout has not gone well, which meant Trump couldn't help but comment on it, because when Trump sees someone getting attention for doing something dumb, he gets jealous and does something dumber. And earlier this week, he attacked Schultz in a tweet.
Howard Schultz doesn't have the guts to run for president. Watched him on 60 Minutes last night, and I agree with him that he's not the smartest person. Besides, America already has that. I only hope that Starbucks is still paying me their rent in Trump Tower.
Okay, first of all, why would anyone in New York go to the Starbucks in Trump Tower? There's two on every block. That's like going to a Mets game just for the Shake Shack. The food might be good, but you still gotta watch the Mets. Second, Trump just admitted he still makes money from his businesses. You're supposed to lie and say your business is separate. If Vladimir Putin announced that he was running for president, Trump would tweet, "I hope he's still paying me bribes." When Trump sees a grift, he can't help but get in on it because he's a lifelong grifter. And the thing about grifters is they attract other grifters. That's why Trump's campaign and White House are filled with scam artists. His personal lawyer set up a secret slush fund to take bribes. His first national security advisor was lobbying for a foreign government on the side. And his acting attorney general had a scam company that helped sell hot tubs. I'm pretty sure that's how Trump found him. "Hello, I'd like to order a hot tub. Also, by any chance, are you a lawyer?" So you got all these grifters surrounding the president. Even when they leave, the grift doesn't end. That's when they try to sell us books full of inside dirt about the Trump White House. The latest attempt comes from a guy named Cliff Sims, who worked in the White House as Trump's director of message strategy. His new book about the White House is called Team of Vipers. In the book, Sims reveals details of Trump's interactions with other Republicans like former House Speaker Paul Ryan. Sims relays a story about what happened the rare time Ryan said he disagreed with Trump. Trump called up Ryan and yelled at him.
The book also goes on to describe the president reacting to Ryan distancing himself from Trump in October 2016 in the aftermath of the Access Hollywood tape. Quote, "I remember being in Wisconsin and your own people were booing you," Trump told Ryan. "You were out there dying like a dog, Paul, like a dog."
What does Trump have against dogs? He's always attacking people by saying they were fired like a dog or choked like a dog or they were begging for money like a dog, or they got kicked out of the ABC News debate like a dog? Dogs don't do any of those things. And if a dog got up on a stage at a debate with you, not only would it not get booed, it would probably get elected. But here's the thing. Sims still says he was proud to work for Trump. In fact, he went so far as to say that Trump doesn't have a racist bone in his body. If that's the case, it's because he doesn't have any bones in his body at all. I mean, look at him. I didn't think it was possible for someone to look like a sad version of the Kool-Aid Man. Oh, no. Sorry about your wall. So in an interview with The New Yorker this week, staff writer Isaac Chotiner asked Sims a very simple question about Trump's infamously racist crusade to prove that Barack Obama was not born in America. But Sims didn't want to answer because he knew it would contradict his claim that Trump isn't a racist. So the resulting conversation went in circles forever. Here are some highlights. What's your understanding of birtherism? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean, what's my understanding of it? What the president was doing there? I have no idea. Oh, I don't really know what that was all about. You are selling yourself as a smart D.C. insider, and yet you are telling me here, on the record, that you have no idea what that was about. Is that really what you were doing? I know what it was about. So what do you think it was about? I don't know. Really? You don't know? I guess I'm confused at what you were asking. You keep saying you know what birtherism is about, but you are not telling me what you think it is about. So what do you think it is about? So I think that's, like, a great example of a time where he does not step up to the plate and take on these race issues in an appropriate way, a helpful way for the country. No doubt that that was terrible. I don't know what else you want me to say about it. We have been talking for 5 minutes about this, and it took you that long to say that. I mean, geez, I've heard people more comfortable getting a full cavity search at the airport. What do you mean you're not following the line of questioning? The question was, what is birtherism? Were your high school essays this bad? Trump is the most famous grifter in politics, but like all grifters, he attracts other grifters. They're just as complicit in his agenda as anyone else, even though he's an
egotistical billionaire.
This has been A Closer Look.
Next up, Jerry Rice is right, the greatest wide receiver of all time. Him and Chris Covington talk about Joe Montana, Tom Brady, the Super Bowl, what it's like, his memories, that and more, coming up on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
This is Sports Overnight America.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
When we think of wide receivers, you know, a lot of times, you know, we say they're divas and they're showboats, but most people believe the greatest wide receiver in NFL history and perhaps the best player is Jerry Rice. And Jerry Rice was determined, was driven, was habit-based, and was unbelievable. And he is joining us via the Coward Global Satellite Network. You know, Jerry, not only was your career legendary, but your workouts were really next level. You were doing off the field, running up those hills in the Bay. You were the first American athlete who we looked at his workouts and went, oh, he's different than everybody else. My feeling is your personality reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson, who told me yesterday he didn't get nervous for his first Super Bowl. He had so many habits. So I want you to go back to your first Super Bowl. I don't see you as a guy that would get nervous. Take me back to it. Were you?
Oh, man, I was so nervous.
Really?
I'm going to be honest with you because I think it really meant something to me. And plus, I stayed up all night long and I tried to visualize opportunities that I would have during that football game. So I didn't get much sleep. The next morning is a long day. You get up, you have breakfast, you have meetings, then you have pregame meal, then you head over to the stadium. So I went over to the stadium, I put my uniform on, and I decided to relax on this table. And guess who fell asleep? I fell asleep, and I could hear my teammates come by, and they were like, what is going on with Jerry? This is Super Bowl 23, and he's asleep. But I had put all of that work in, and I was ready to play football.
You know,
I really got nervous.
That's funny. So it is interesting. Your personality, you are the perfect superstar. That you weren't showy. I mean, you wanted the ball, but, you know, where does that come from? Your DNA has always been you're very driven, you're very serious, no messing around. I come to practice early, I leave it late.
Yeah.
Were you like that as a high schooler, a college, everywhere?
You know, I think my DNA from my parents, you know, about hard work and dedication, my father would take me to work with him during the summer. He was a bricklayer, and I had a tough job to do. And if I didn't do my job, he would discipline me in a certain way. And I think it was just that work ethic. And I was not the most gifted athlete, but I was going to outwork you. And I think it paid off, and I had longevity for over 20 years in the NFL.
Now you go, and you're a three-time Super Bowl champ. When you look back at your Super Bowls, do they all kind of do you remember each specifically? Or were they just – you've been in so many that they all kind of feel like the same?
No. Everything was different in every Super Bowl. And I was nervous before every Super Bowl.
Wow.
I want to make that – point blank, because I guess when something means so much to you, because you never know when you're going to get the opportunity to be back in that position again. So Super Bowl 23, Then I remember Super Bowl 24 against the Denver Broncos, you know, being able to catch the ball, bounce off those big safeties, and get into the end zone.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 29 with Steve Young. You know, Steve needed to get that monkey off his back because he wanted to go down as one of the best quarterbacks, so he needed to win a Super Bowl. So every one of those Super Bowls had a different meaning to me.
You know, you played with – many people have compared Brady and Montana through the years because Steve is a little bit more of a runner initially, but he became a great pocket thrower, the lefty. He reminds me a little of Russell Wilson. He came into the league as a runner, developed into a really, really good passer. But when you see Brady, we always right. hear about how much pre-snap, how he changes the call at the line of scrimmage. Let's go back to Joe Montana. Was Joe, did he just take Bill Walsh's call, or did Joe like to audible a lot too?
Well, Joe was the same way. He was in control on the football field. If he saw a defense and he needed to audible out, he knew he had the players on the outside to do that. And as a receiver, for me, you know, I would come to the line of scrimmage, and I was just like a quarterback on the football field. I would see something, and I knew exactly what I had to do on that particular play. So, you know, you can see similarities between Joe Montana and also Tom Brady.
What do you make of the emergence of the Julian Edelmans, the slot receiver? Yeah. It used to be, Jerry, that, you know, the outside guy was the home run hitter. Well, now quickness means as much as speed because of slot receivers. Do you think your career would be different? Cornerbacks couldn't touch Jerry Rice. They used to be able to. You could go slot or outside. What do you make of the emergence of the wide receiver position?
Well, actually, that's really what I did. I played slot. I also played outside. And I think with the run-pass option now, it's a totally different ball game. You got to start looking at these slot receivers now and say that these guys are putting up numbers where maybe you have to look at them for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You look at Elliman. You look at Welker. You look at Amendola, all these guys. So, yeah, you know, I moved all over the football field, and I was able to have a guy on the opposite side to compliment me. The Patriots, they talk about not having that go-to guy. Element is that go-to guy, and if you play him 5 yards off, he's gonna, he's gonna be able to defeat you and also catch the ball and keep the chains moving.
New England's been to a lot of these; the Rams haven't. Did you feel in your second and third Super Bowl it was an advantage having been in this game?
No, not at all. Not at all. If you get to the Super Bowl, you deserve to be here. You know, and I like to reference this. You know, sometimes you got to be able to slay the dragon. And we know that with the Patriots, they have a lot of guys on that team that got the experience. In the Rams, they don't have that many guys. It's going to be up to Donald, also Sue, to try to get to Brady. And it's going to be up to that secondary to try to stop Gronk and also Edelman.
By the way, maybe it's a silly question, but I'm watching all your highlights here. You ever see your highlights? You're sitting home on TV, and you watch the highlights, and you think to yourself, damn, I was good. I was really, really good.
No, I look at myself, and I think I can always do something better. And I think that's the reason why I never got complacent. I continued to work. I wanted to be, like, the most conditioned athlete to ever play the game, and I wanted to start the game and finish the game the same way, and I think that's why I played it for over 20 years.
Yeah, I've seen your stats, Jerry. I'm not sure you could have been better. you're a very humble man. By the way, on behalf of Hennessy's, the world's preferred cognac, including Jerry's favorite, Hennessy XO, the world's first extra old cognac, toast with your friends this Sunday. There it is right there. Jerry, you're one of the you're one of the six or seven greatest players in the history of the game. You still look like $1 million. And on behalf of Hennessy's Cognac, thank you.
Okay, hey, yeah, the thing about Hennessy is that there are so many varieties of cognac. And cognac is a brandy, and it's made in Cognac, France. And for over 250 years, they have celebrated this with their customers. It's that never stop, never settle attitude, and that's something I did in football. So this big game, I'll make sure I have, it's just Hennessy on the Rocks or Hennessy XO, which is extra O, and you can go to Hennessy.com/US for the details.
The great Jerry Rice. Thanks, Jerry. Good talking to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Probably the best interviewer in sports right now. No, not me. Chris Covington. I mean, he just gets it done, man. Double C just gets it done. I mean, he brings out the personalities. He lets them talk. And, you know, a lot comes out of his interviews, no doubt about it. So props to Double C. And, of course, the greatest wide receiver of all times, Mr. Jerry Rice of the San Francisco 49ers. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Taco Audio Magazine is in your face.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know.
To help you out, I made a top 10 list of things to make you more attractive for your sex symbol husband.
Uh-oh.
Number 10, wear traditional Islamic garb covering all but the eyes. Number 9, feather removing electrolysis. Number 8, ski mask. Number 7, sew up holes in ski mask. Number 6, hire attractive woman to stand in front of you at all times. Number 5, beak job. Number 4, put paper bag over ski mask. Number 3, shave head, tattoo Cindy Crawford's face on back of head. Learn to walk backwards. Number 2, poke out eyes of every man on earth. Number 1, get president to make every day Halloween.
Ah, oh, Peg, would it really make you feel better if I told you I needed you?
Yes, it would.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
It's a tough phone call for us to make.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Are you still on the sidelines when you could be getting big pay to play? It's playoff season, leading up to the big game, and there's no better time to place your bet than right now. When you do, be sure you're betting with the best. Bet DSI, one of the most reliable online sports books. NFL, NCAA, UFC, NBA, and more. Bet DSI has super quick payouts and bonuses. And there's even a live feature that allows you to watch your team before you even bet. Now, for a limited time, they'll match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big. Win big. Join the winning team. Sign up at BetDSI.com using promo code SCORE101. You'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code SCORE101. That's BETDSI.com. Use code SCORE101. Do it today.
Two very different instant replays. Instant replays during Big Game Sunday. And that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of someone encroaching in or around your home. Blink cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. They're motion activated, so when your Blink camera detects something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink saw. And now you can save 20% on all camera systems during Blink's big game sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free and run on two AA lithium batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. So let Blink help watch your home while you're watching the big game.
Save 20% on indoor and outdoor systems and add-on cameras now through Monday, February 4th, 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit BlinkProtect.com/safe. BlinkProtect.com/safe. BlinkProtect.com/safe.
This Valentine's Day, toast under the Golden Gate with your first mate on a Hornblower dining cruise. Enjoy a romantic dinner on the bay as you watch the city lights twinkle. Your Valentine's Day dining cruise features onboard entertainment and delicious food and drinks prepared onboard by Hornblower's talented local chefs. You'll experience exceptional service while cruising around the Golden Gate Bridge, Alcatraz Island, and more. Reserve your table now at hornblower.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of Dom's Diner. We're open for business. And yes, we're all still waiting for Manny Machado and Bryce Harper to sign somewhere, for the love of goodness. Everything that is pure about the sport of baseball, you know, other than steroid usage. But that's another, it's besides the point. Yeah, we're still here waiting. Come on, guys. Spring training starts this month. Pitchers and catchers report in a matter of weeks now. It's no longer in a matter of months, but we're measuring that amount of time in weeks. And, yeah, the two best free agents on the market still have not signed anywhere. But that's okay. While we wait for them, I've got some great specials for you to enjoy. Hopefully that'll help kill a little bit of the time while you wait for them to sign somewhere. A lot of people don't want to give them the contracts that they so desperately want. So you had to see, what are they going to do now? Are you going to go back to your last team? Harper back to the Nationals? Machado back to the Orioles? Dodgers? Who knows? I don't know if the Dodgers have enough money, actually, after they spent some dough and signed AJ Pollock. But that's besides the point. Great specials to kill some time while you wait for them to sign somewhere. Let's start off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner. Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr becomes the fastest coach to 300 wins. Took him 377 games to reach 300 wins. 377 in his first 377 games. Obviously, very few NFL coaches coach long enough to have coached 377 games to win that many. Baseball, they play so many games, it's almost impossible in terms of just thinking of the type of dominance that would be required. They would have to go almost 150-12 over the course of two seasons in order to achieve 300 wins in about 377 games. So, yes, Steve Kerr came into a perfect situation that I think any head coach would have wanted to come into. You had multiple All-Stars. You had Clay and Steph. They've obviously elevated their game since then. You had Draymond. He's elevated his game since then. Steph, two-time MVP, a unanimous MVP one season. Mark Jackson, the prior coach, really got them to play defense and really try on the defensive end. So, yeah, Steve Kerr walked into a great situation, but he still is winning. We've seen it before. Team's super talented, but if the head coach kind of can't quite do it, the team doesn't succeed. Cough, cough. Jason Garrett, cough, cough. Dallas Cowboys. Oh, excuse me. Had to clear my throat there for a little bit. So, shout out to Steve Kerr overcoming his back issues that held him out for almost full season. Luke Walton did a great job in his stead, but Steve Kerr, fastest coach to 300 wins in any of the four major American sports. 377, took him 377 games to get to those 300 wins, fastest of all time. Next winner, Benfica Femenino. That is Spanish for Benfica Female. The women's team in Benfica, this is their first season, and because of the rules of the Portuguese Football Association, they have to start from the very bottom, the lowest tier of women's soccer. So let me just tell you this right now before we tell them exactly why they're winners. They need to get promoted to the upper ranks of Portuguese women's soccer ASAP. Why do they need to get promoted as quickly as possible? Check this out. They played 14 games this season. Their very first season, they're in, I believe, the D level of women's soccer in Portugal. 14 games. They have 14 wins. They've scored 257 goals and have allowed none. That is right. Their goal differential, goals scored minus goals allowed, is 257, and they've scored 257 goals. My goodness. Get them out of the D-level league. Let's get them, you know, just skip C and B at this point. Let's just get Benfica Women, Benfica Femenino, let's just get them into the A, the highest level of women's soccer in Portugal, because 257 goals, zero allowed in just in 14 games is astonishing. They're scoring almost 20 goals a game. That's insane. So they're definitely winners this week. Next winner, the NBA, the National Basketball Association. It's Super Bowl week. Super Bowl game coming up Sunday, February 3rd. This is Super Bowl week still. And the NBA has dominated the week. Oh, you dumb. What are you talking about? I'm doing Super Bowl pools at work. I'm doing Super Bowl squares. I'm going to Vegas and I'm going to make some prop bets. What do you mean they're taking over? Well, the news cycle for the week has been dominated by the NBA. And it started on Monday morning at 7 a.m. when Anthony Davis, the Pelicans star MVP candidate, public trade request. What else has happened? Kristaps Porzingis has been traded. More on that momentarily. Kyrie and LeBron reunion rumors. Kyrie says he wouldn't mind going back to and playing with LeBron somewhere. After basically saying, hey, I don't want to play with LeBron anymore. Get me out of Cleveland. Pelicans ignoring the Lakers' first trade offer for Anthony Davis. That first trade offer. Kyle Kuzma. Lance Stevenson. Excuse me, Rajon Rondo, not Lance Stevenson. Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, Rajon Rondo, Ivica Zubac, and a first-round pick. And the Pelicans just ignored them. Didn't even bother to counter. The next one, Kyrie and KD. Oh, the rumors. Oh, they're going to go play for the Knicks. The Knicks have, after trading Porzingis, have two max contract slots to open, offer in free agency. Maybe Kyrie and KD will go play there. Oh, LeBron, he's come back from his groin injury suffered on Christmas Day. He's back just in time to play the Warriors. How about that timing, huh? Yeah, LeBron is back. The Warriors and Rudy Gobert fighting, squabbling. I don't even know what you want to call it. Rudy Gobert very upset that, visibly, like, actually upset, crying that he did not make the All-Star team. And what happened? Yeah, Draymond and Iguodala made fun of him. And then Gobert made some comments. Oh, at least I didn't post anything on Snapchat. If you remember, Draymond Green accidentally posted a photo of his junk on Snapchat a few years ago. So, shots going back and forth. And then you got the All-Star reserves and replacements. The NBA has dominated the news cycle Super Bowl week. How about that? The NFL, the... It might not even just be the sporting entity. It might be just be the company with the greatest brand recognition and popularity in the United States. Dominated by the NBA, who... They are on the rise. The NBA... firing up the ranks of popularity, and a lot of it is the stars. The NBA is driven by their stars. The NFL is just driven by their brand more than anything. The NBA is driven by their stars. Their stars are in the news, so the NBA dominates the news cycle Super Bowl week. How about that, folks? Shout out to the NBA, because that's awesome. And then before we move on to losers, I did mention we'd have more about Kristaps Porzingis. That's right, he's been traded to the Dallas Mavericks and will be teaming up with the kid, Luka Doncic, one of my favorite players in the NBA right now. We know this is almost all but certain Dirk Nowitzki's last season with the Mavericks. Last season in the NBA, he struggles to get up and down the court. He's probably done after this season. So what did the Mavericks do? They went and got a younger version, possibly, of Dirk Nowitzki. 7-footer from Europe, can shoot. He's athletic, probably more athletic than Dirk has ever been at in his career. But it's a nice pickup. It's very good. And Porzingis is coming off that knee injury. He tore his ACL over a year ago, but it's rumored he's not going to play at all this season. So the Mavericks, they're hovering around 500. This is pretty much a lost season for them. But they're banking on next year with a healthy Porzingis and Luka Doncic continuing to progress. Remember, Luka's not even 20 yet. He's still a teenager. He's only going to get better despite how good he already is. Yeah, Luka Doncic is a beast. They give up Dennis Smith Jr., who has been the rumor of trades for what feels like weeks, if not months. He's a ball handler. He's got to have the ball in his hand. He does a lot of similar things in terms of having the ball in his hands as Luka does, and the Mavericks have already moved on from Dennis Smith Jr. because Luka is that damn good. They also trade DeAndre Jordan, and if you remember a few years ago, DeAndre Jordan was going to sign with the Mavericks, and then Doc Rivers and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin basically held DeAndre Jordan hostage in his house, played video games with him, and said, come on, man, come back to the Clippers. So DeAndre Jordan changed his mind, reneged on the deal with the Dallas Mavericks, went back to the Clippers. Chris Paul subsequently asked for a trade, and Blake Griffin got traded. DeAndre Jordan was the last man standing with the Clippers, so he ends up signing with the Mavericks. The Mavericks got their center. He signs with the Mavericks in the offseason, and in less than a season is traded away along with Wesley Matthews and Dennis Smith Jr. Salary cap relief for the Mavericks. They get another guard in Dennis Smith Jr. to go with Frank Ntilikina and Emmanuel Mudiay. There's a lot of point guards in New York, so we have to see what happens with Dennis Smith Jr. there. And they get a nice center with DeAndre Jordan. And like I said, two max contract slots. They can offer two max contracts come the offseason. So that's a lot of money and the glitz and glam of New York with a franchise who, well, they have a long history of struggling. They're still a franchise who's storied in history with the New York Knicks. So Mavericks win. We'll even give a little bit of love. The Knicks win a little bit, but they did give up on Kristaps Porzingis, which is a little surprising. Okay, we got a few minutes left here at the diner. We got to move on. Losers! The city of New Orleans. No, I love the city of New Orleans. I'm not trying to bash on them, but they've had a rough 8 days. First, you start, the New Orleans Saints lose to the Los Angeles Rams. Almost called them St. Louis, but I stopped. They lose to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC title game. Very controversial call. Nickell Roby-Coleman of the Rams absolutely hits Tommy Lee Lewis well before the ball gets there. They don't call pass interference. They don't call a helmet to helmet. They don't really call anything. They just say, hey, no call. Nothing bad happened. They end up losing in overtime. And then 8 days later, their franchise NBA player, their arguably generational talent type NBA player, Anthony Davis, publicly requests out. He does not want to be there anymore. So I can't think of too many other cities that have had such a rough eight-day period of just bad news. Saints fans started a petition to have Roger Goodell invoke his power as the member, as the commissioner of the NFL, allowing the game to be replayed from that moment. It was all kinds of weird stuff. So it's been a rough week if you are from New Orleans and root for New Orleans sports. Next loser, the New York Knicks. Yes, I just said they were kind of winners, but they're also big losers because they have the worst record in the NBA. And the Knicks actually haven't won at Madison Square Garden since December 1st. That's right. Here's a little bit of info on teams that have won at Madison Square Garden since the Knicks last won there. 13 NBA teams, 9 men's college basketball teams, 8 NHL teams, and a college hockey team. 31 different teams in total have won a game at Madison Square Garden since the Knicks last won there on December 1st. Almost qualifies. It's a good job, good effort. But the Knicks, losers this week. And wrapping this thing up, we got a little bit of say what.
Say what?
Sergio Garcia, the 2018 Masters champion, disqualified from the Saudi International Tournament for damaging the greens. He's the first player to be punished under the European Tour's rule that was enacted in 2017. Rule 1.2a allows for the disqualification of players if they have committed serious misconduct. So Sergio, there's no video of it, which is a little surprising, but I'm just going to say Sergio probably hit the green after missing a bad putt or something, and he got disqualified from the tournament. So how about that? Say what? Yeah, that's a little surprising. That is going to wrap things up here at the diner. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thank you for joining us here. The diner's closed. Enjoy the Super Bowl, folks. It's going to be good. Rams versus the Patriots. Tom Brady versus Jared Goff. Battle of the Bay Area kids. Goff from Marin. Tom Brady from Redwood City in San Mateo. Sarah High School. Also Julian Edelman and Marcus Peters. Little Bay Area love also. So enjoy the game. That's going to wrap things up here.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape, but what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
If he gets through this dragnet, he's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Mat Audio Magazine. Of course, we are an exclusive production of Sports Byline. We come to each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time or 1 a.m. Eastern time Sunday morning. Bottom line is we rock and roll each and every week here, of course, on Sports Byline and SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. So until next week, I want to thank my people tonight. Of course, Seth Meyers, he always shows up. But Dominic Jimenez, Dom just does it, doesn't he? I mean, this guy's a future star. No, he's a star right now. We love him. He's a star of the show, no doubt about it. And got to thank the greatest wide receiver of all time. That's right, Mr. Jerry Rice. Now, you know, Jerry's been a bit opinionated over the years, but there's no doubt about it. When he has the opinion that he's the greatest wide receiver of all time, the man's telling the truth. He's not bragging. Like Mom said, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. And you're Jerry Rice and you say that you're the greatest wide receiver of all time. Believe me, you are stating fact, no doubt about it. So another edition of the Taco Mat Audio Magazine is in the bank. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio, each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, only on Sports Byline and SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. Next time, I am the Taco Man. Have a great week.
Second and goal to Burkhead. Burkhead to the end zone. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.